the biggest dangers facing America right now is PFAS. And I'm shocked at how many people I talk to that don't know what that is. PFAS are forever chemicals created by DuPont, and then 3M, used by the American military in nonstick cookware, in stain repellent products like Scotchgard, used in aqueous firefighting foam, AFFF by the military, and a lot of different things. It causes an assortment of bad outcomes. It is what has, you know, been the problem with the former tannery in West Michigan there. You know, hush puppies and all the, you know, tanning and tanneries, chroming, and all the plants around Michigan that made automobile parts and so forth. Well, on Monday, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel announced a landmark settlement in the first PFAS case, which included a settlement with Asahi Kasei Plastics North America. The group, which used to have a facility near Brighton, now is required to investigate PFAS in soil, groundwater, and surface water discharge from that former facility and to undertake response actions to address levels that exceed state criteria, according to the AG's office. I started the PFAS litigation project in 2020 to bring a relief to communities impacted by PFAS contamination, and this settlement is another step in the right direction, said Nessel in a settlement statement. I'm pleased with this resolution, and I look forward to seeing the important investigation and work get underway. In addition to the more than $2.5 million in litigation costs, the Asahi company is also responsible for paying roughly $664,000 to cover all past and future response activity costs, according to court documents. It was also stipulated that if the full payments were not made within the time frame given, then interest at the rate specified would begin to accrue on the unpaid balance on the day after the payment was due until the date upon which the defendant makes full payment on those costs and the accrued interest to Eagle. That's the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. That department also weighing in on the case. Eagle is pleased with Attorney General Nessel and the work to help protect Michiganders from PFAS contamination and ensure the responsible party takes appropriate action to investigate and address hazardous releases. Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Acting Director Dan Eigner said that Eagle continues to work to identify, assess, and address PFAS sites throughout the state, holding polluters accountable, protecting our state's resources and people, except for one thing. There's one group that's not being held accountable. It's the federal government. Wordsmith Air Force Base at Oscoda, they're not being held accountable there. And we know that that plume continues to spread far beyond the boundaries of the Air Force Base that's been closed for a long time now. So I'll keep an eye on that because that's really important for you to know. Asahi, one of 17 PFAS defendants named in A.G. Nessel's first lawsuit against the manufacturers filed in 2020, but the case against Asahi was separated from the larger suit. At the moment, there are currently six other cases out there. Under the Special Assistant Attorney General's contract that are pending in the state and federal courts, according to the Attorney General's office. By the way, you can... Another great story from Michigan. If you're not looking at Michigan News Source, MichiganNewsSource.com, you're really missing some great stuff. And that story about censorship, the science of censorship being perfected at Michigan and Michigan State and other Big Ten universities, if you missed that story, you need to go find it and read it at MichiganNewsSource.com. They're all working to shut you up. If you have something else to say that doesn't fit their narrative, they've got a lot to say to shut you up, and they'll just pull your tongue right out of your head, slap you with it, show you the root, and then throw it away. Yeah. Speaking of misinformation, one day after the missing Ann Arbor Pioneer High School student was found dead on the campus of the school, law enforcement and district officials issued statements about the actions taken in the case. We know there's a lot of unanswered questions as well as a lot of misinformation about the death of Addie Davidson being shared on social media, said the Ann Arbor Police Department. Davidson last communicated with her family around 9 o'clock Friday while on her way to school. Friends said they saw the girl around 11 in the morning that day outside Pioneer High School. She was found dead at 1 o'clock Monday. No signs of foul play, according to the sheriff's office. You know, my gut feeling is that something bad happened here. That they're not telling us, yes. Addie's death, tragic. Not currently searching for anyone else who may be involved in her death. No threat to the community after reviewing security footage from the school. We believe Adriana was alone when she died. The autopsy has been conducted to determine the cause and manner of death. According to the release, results have not been released, not yet. We know the office of the sheriff putting this out. We know that in the absence of facts, myths can emerge with such a tragic situation. Those myths can begin to cause considerable harm. Parents become fearful to send their kids to school based on unverified rumors. Family members continue to be victimized from the constant barrage of inaccurate assumptions, and the integrity of an investigation can be threatened. So there you go. Mm-hmm. A change.org petition launched after her death criticizes authorities in Ann Arbor Public Schools for a lack of mental health resources. And noted that she's the second student to die in the last 2 years during school hours. Alex Walker jumped from a train trestle in the Huron River in May. Terrible stuff. But we'll have some final thoughts in the program after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.